Today we're building a balanced immense style edit for old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those skills that separates a loop from a real drum performance, because with an amen break, the danger is always the same. If you leave it too raw, it can trample the bass and turn the drop into a mess. But if you overclean it, overquantize it, or flatten all the attitude out of it, you lose the whole point. The sweet spot is that dangerous middle ground where the break still feels alive, still feels like jungle DNA, but it's controlled enough to carry a heavyweight DNB arrangement. So the mindset for this lesson is simple. Balance first, aggression second. Start by loading in an amen style break that already has some character. Don't hunt for perfection. In old school drum and bass, character is the point. Drag the loop into an audio track and open the clip view. If it needs warping, use warp, and for this kind of material, beats mode is usually the move. But don't immediately lock everything to the grid like you're trying to sandblast the groove out of it. First, listen to where the ghost notes fall, where the snare lands, and how the break naturally pushes and pulls. That natural swing is part of the energy. If you overwarp it, the break can start sounding stiff, and stiff breaks do not hit the same in jungle or rave pressure. So use warping just enough to make the bar alignment reliable, not enough to erase the performance. If the sample has a bit of rumble, trim it. If it has vibe and a little noise, don't sterilize it yet. We'll shape that later. The goal at this stage is just to get a usable source that still feels like a record, not a preset. Now slice the break to a MIDI track. In Ableton, slice to new MIDI track is perfect here, and for advanced work you want to slice by transient markers, not by fixed divisions. That way the important hits stay usable, especially the ghost notes and those little syncopated details that give Amen its personality. Once it's sliced, think like a drummer, not a loop editor. Rename things if you need to. Know where your kick is, where your snare is, where your ghost hits are, and where your top fragments live. Then build a simple two-bar performance pattern. Bar 1 should give you the core statement. Kick, snare, space. Bar 2 should answer it, maybe the ghost note, maybe a late snare, maybe a tiny top-end fill. That call and response feeling is really important. You're not trying to fill every gap. You're trying to make the break breathe around the bass. And this is where the first big teacher note comes in. Think in layers, not one break. A convincing amen edit usually works better as a stack of rolls. One layer gives you impact. One layer gives you movement. One layer gives you dirt. One layer gives you atmosphere. If everything is doing all four jobs at once, balancing becomes a nightmare. So keep the core clean and purposeful, and let the attitude come from processing and layering. Before you add any heavy grit, build the core balance. Put the drum hits into a drum rack or group, and start with the essential parts, the main kick, the main snare, one or two ghosts, and maybe a hat or ride fragment for motion. On the drum group, use utility to keep the core image mono stable. You do not want a wide, unstable core in the low and mid range. Keep the width narrow on the main drum body, somewhere in the 0 to 40% range, and use gain just to leave headroom, not to chase loudness. Then add drum bus to the group. This is where you can start giving the break some size. Keep the drive moderate, not insane. A little goes a long way. Let boom stay light, or turn it off if the sub is busy. Crunch can add nice break texture, but again, subtle is the move. You want thickness, not mush. After that, shape the frequency balance. Use EQ8 on the drum group, and if there's an usable rumble, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break is clouding up the bass, look in the low mid area around 180 to 350 Hz and trim some mud. That range is where a lot of amen energy can turn into fog if you're not careful. And if the snare is too sharp or piercing, tame the bite around 3 to 6 kHz with a narrow cut or dynamic style control. This is the key idea. Get the break balanced while it's still dry. If the dry edit is already sitting well, any later distortion or saturation will feel bigger instead of just louder. Now let's talk about the relationship with the bass, because this is where a lot of people get it wrong. An amen edit should not try to dominate every rhythmic pocket. It should interlock with the bassline. In dark DNB, the bass is often the talker, and the amen should be the reactor. That means the break needs to answer the bass, not argue with it. So imagine a 174 BPM roller with an 8-bar bass phrase. Maybe the first half is sparse and subled, then the second half opens up into a more active Reese movement. That's the perfect place for the amen to step in. Let the core hits land on the strongest accents, and let the ghost notes fill the spaces around the bass instead of sitting on top of it. If the bass is busy on certain offbeats, strip the break back there. If the bass leaves a hole, Let the break speak. That conversational approach is what makes the groove feel intentional. A really important note here. Leave a snare pocket. The snare needs room to feel like the event in the phrase. If hats, fills, ghosts, and extra stutters are constantly crowding it, the whole edit loses authority. So when the snare lands, give it space. Let it own that moment. Now it's time for grit, but we're not going to smash the whole break and hope for the best. Instead, use parallel processing. Duplicate the drum group or create a return lane and build a dirty version underneath. Add saturator, push the drive a bit, and turn on soft clip. Then follow it with EQ8 to tame the harsh top if it gets too fizzy. If you want a more modern, aggressive texture, you can experiment with roar or pedal, but keep the dry break intact. The parallel lane should support the main break, not replace it. This is one of the best tricks for old school pressure. Parallel grit gives you perceived density without destroying transient clarity. So your snare still cracks, your kick still punches, and the break feels larger without turning into fuzz. You can also glue the drum bus lightly. A glue compressor with just a bit of gain reduction can make the break feel cohesive, but don't overdo it. You want the hits to breathe, not flatten into a brick. Now, sidechain discipline. The whole point of balancing an Amen style edit is that it has to coexist with the sub and mid bass. If the drum layer and the bass are fighting over the same low-end real estate, the drop loses weight. On the bass group, use gentle compression keyed from the drum or kick slash snare group if needed. Don't go for obvious pump unless the style calls for it. Set the attack and release so the bass ducks just enough to make room. Often somewhere in the 80 to 180 millisecond release zone works, but the exact setting depends on the groove and tempo. On the drum side, keep an eye on the kick's low-end overlap. If the bass has a strong body around 80 to 120 Hz, the break may need a little trim there. And if your bass is mostly sub, with higher Reese harmonics, the break can own a little more low-mid, but it still shouldn't become foggy. If you want a more advanced workflow, split your bass into layers. Keep the sub clean and mono, and let the break handle upper movement and texture. That separation makes balancing much easier. Now let's make the edit move like a phrase instead of a loop. Use automation to create arrangement energy. You can automate drum bus drive, filter frequency on auto filter, reverb, send on specific snare hits, or utility width. If you want the break to narrow before a drop and open up after it, a little automation goes a long way in making the break feel alive. A strong arrangement idea is this. Start with a filtered Amen fragment in the intro, build into a fuller break before the drop, then hit the drop with a balanced edit and sub-led bass. In the middle, strip out the main snare for a bar or two and let ghost notes and fragments drive the tension. Then bring the full snare back in with a fill on the last bar. That subtractive move is huge. Sometimes removing the backbone for a moment makes the return feel heavier than adding more layers ever could. If you want DJ-friendly utility, keep one or two bars in the intro or outro with reduced bottom end and a simpler break pattern. That way the track still blends well in a set without sounding empty. Now for a few advanced flavor moves. One of the best ideas is the two-version drum rack approach. Build one rack for the main drop and another for switch-ups. Keep the same core hits, but change the ghost note placement, top percussion, or late snare pickup. That gives you arrangement variety without needing an entirely new break. You can also use micro-stutter fills. Chop a snare tail or hat fragment into tiny repeats at the end of a phrase. Keep it short. The point is a little flourish, not a glitch festival. Another strong move is alternate snare character. Layer in a second snare with a different texture, maybe dusty or almost clap-like, and bring it in only on certain bars. That adds progression while preserving the identity of the main Amen snare. And if the track feels too clean, don't just add more high-end. Narrow the break a little. Increase mid-range saturation and let the grime live in the body. That often sounds more powerful than simply making it brighter. A really good habit here is to resample early if the groove is right. Once the pattern feels good, print it to audio and start editing the rendered result. That usually makes the break feel more unified and less like separate clips stacked on top of each other. It also opens up new ways to chop, nudge, and mutate the performance. At the end, do the boring but essential checks, because this is where a lot of good drum programming gets saved. Check mono. Use utility and compare the break in mono versus stereo. The kick and snare core should stay solid. The ghosts can have a little movement, but they should never disappear or make the center unstable. Check the balance at low volume too. If the break only sounds exciting when it's loud, it's not really balanced. Then zoom in and do tiny micro edits. Tame any sharp transient spikes with clip gain. Add tiny fades to remove clicks. Nudge a hit a few milliseconds early or late if the groove feels stiff. These little changes are the difference between something that sounds programmed and something that feels played. If you want one last humanizing move, vary the velocity on a few ghost notes or let one fill hit land slightly late. That tiny imperfection can make the whole thing feel more alive. So the big takeaway is this. A proper Amen style edit is not just about chopping a legendary break. It's about giving that break a role in the track. It should sit with the bass, not fight it. It should have attitude, but still leave a snare pocket. It should feel wide in the texture, but solid in the core. And it should sound like a performance, not a loop with effects.